So typically, if someone hasn't reached the age of majority, you know, obviously we're not going to leave those funds outright. Or in for those of us who do work in a special needs or an elder law practice, somebody who may need access to public benefits now or in the future. And that can be very difficult to know. Because if there's, you know, something that we have come to understand in life, it is that life is hard, challenges exist, and what will change in that scenario? When? Will the client who's sitting in front of you in despair or completely distraught sit in front of you in 10 years completely calm with circumstances that have changed for the better? Or will that client, perhaps whose child has just entered college, sit before you 10 years from now, and that same child will have been diagnosed with schizophrenia, will have been in a motorcycle accident and have a traumatic brain injury, or will have a spouse who has become in a condition, who has gotten into a condition where there's dementia or has had a terrible stroke. You know, we're writing for what we see. And I find, and I don't know if it's the same with everybody else, but I find that people don't necessarily want to consider those things, the what ifs. The people best at considering what ifs are the people for whom the what ifs have already happened, who are already facing the challenges. And many times the challenges for those clients are, what's the best way for me to leave my property without adversely affecting my child, my children's relationships, you know, the rest of the life of this beneficiary that's so important to me? So what are some of the things we know? We know whether or not we have an individual who has an intellectual or developmental disability or a neurodiversity. If you're not familiar with the term neurodiversity, it's been around for almost 22, 23 years, but it's becoming more popular in some communities. And neurodiversity refers to things that we may have traditionally thought of as being a disability, used a lot in the autism community, where neurodiversity is actually simply a difference in our neurological functioning that needs to be accommodated, but not treated as a disability. So I toss that in because it was something that I recently learned about. We know when people have genetic disorders. We know when accidents have already happened and when illnesses, whether they be acute illnesses or chronic illnesses, have arisen. So in an acute illness situation, we may be talking about a distribution of funds a lot more quickly than we ever anticipated. And in a chronic illness situation, we're talking about distribution, who knows when and whether there will ever be, you know, assets left or not. So in some situations, we know when mental health issues are present, they've already arisen. We know when our proposed beneficiaries are struggling with addictions and of any kind. So what don't we know? We don't know, and this is, I think, probably what haunts me. What don't we know? We don't know when there will be a treatment that will allow an individual who is a quadriplegic to function in a physically more complete manner, that might change the nature of that individual's ability to earn a living or change the nature of the work that he or she does. What medical technology is going to do next? Every time I go in for a procedure, I learn something different. I never know what artificial intelligence is going to do, because artificial intelligence, to me, one of the best examples is have I fallen and I can't get up, so I'm going to push my little button on my necklace or my arm bracelet. Well, now we just have to say, Alexa, you know, call the paramedics, I'm down again. So we don't know what changes there might be in pharmacology. What do you know about wealth changes? Maybe a client sitting in front of you now are doing really well and expect to leave quite a bit of money to somebody. But the tax code's going to change and maybe there are going to be tax implications. Or from a scary perspective, the market's going to plunge and those wealthy people are going to be no so wealthy anymore. And for some of the younger people or older people, people come into money. They work for it. They change jobs. They get great benefits. They get inheritances, all kinds of changes. And my personal favorite, because I'm going to lay money, not a lot of it, but lay money down that sometime in the next 25 years, we will finally have a reformed public benefits system where the same means-tested benefits that we plan for now are incorporated into a more sensible, practical system. I see it as being inevitable, even though I'll probably be dead. But I want you to let me know anyway. So, how do we know these things from our clients?